Instant illuminations means instant illumination. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. We have so many instant illuminations that flow into our mind, that flow through our mind, that are stopping off and not stopping off and just going by. So many instant illuminations that just boggle us to think about them. We think about dreams, we think about desires, we think about our home, we think about our family, we think about our work, we think about our world, we think about the concepts of the absolute, we think about the concepts of the relative, we think about all of these wonderful instant illuminations. And they flow through our mind with such great rapidity that we sometimes don't even stop to pay much attention to them. But what they really mean are instant illumination. They really mean that we are being illumined and instantly from within. These thoughts that flow to us, that flow through us, that are ever present in us, are very important. However, we do not give them too much attention, and because we do not give them too much attention, they just sort of flow away again. But they do not stay away. They come back again and again and again. You've all had dreams that repeat themselves. Dreams that come back and you say, what is the significance of this dream? Why does this dream keep coming back into my consciousness? Well, a dream that comes back into our consciousness is a dream that we are looking at from, you might say, the incorrect point of view. We are looking at the dream from what it appears to be rather than what it really is. The dream appears that we are having troubles and there are deaths in our family and there are worries and concerns. And all the dream is saying to us is, hey, do you understand this is a dream and it can be changed by you being awake during the dream and speaking your word that you choose to have this dream manifest itself in some other way? You choose to have this dream manifest itself in perfect life, in perfect health, in perfect right action. You choose to have this dream manifest itself as harmony and love. You choose, you see, all these things you choose. And these things come into our mind and they come again and again and again and we just ignore them. And we say, oh, I wonder what my dream means. I wonder what this continually repeating thought that comes into my daily thinking, my daydreams and my work dreams. Why does it keep happening to me? What does it mean? And all it means is one simple thing. If it is not a pleasant dream, make it so. If it is a pleasant dream, exacerbate it. Make it greater and greater and greater. Just give it more power, more power, more power. Whatever things are of good report, give them more power. Give them more attention. Give them more awareness. Instant illumination comes as we are aware that at all times, we have conscious control of our world, our universe, our dreams, everything that happens in our life. We have conscious control if we choose to take it. Now, we have been trained over the years to think that dreams are inexplicable. They are something that we cannot explain, we cannot understand. Dreams are something beyond the ken of the ordinary man. Only people who are capable in that field can do something about it, and even they have trouble. Well, what is it all about? What is it all about? What it's all about is that we are conscious beings. We are always conscious beings. We are always beings who are alert, aware, and conscious. Now you say, when people are, so to speak, unconscious sometimes, they do marvelous things. When people are in the altered state of consciousness, they do marvelous things. Well, what is an altered state of consciousness? Are you conscious of your altered state of consciousness? Then it's of no value to you. If you are conscious of your altered state of consciousness, then it is of value to you. When you are conscious that you are able to play the piano brilliantly, then you are conscious of it. When you play the piano, as you would say, unconsciously, you just sort of play it naturally or illumined, you are very, very conscious. You have taken your intelligence, your consciousness, you have taken your awareness, and you have placed it in the format that allows the piano to be played by you brilliantly. You have taken your thinking system and consciously told it that it can do whatever you choose it to do. Instant illumination helps us to understand affirmations too. Because instant illumination says to us, hey, how'd you like to be a pianist? And you say, ha, take me forever to do that, and I'm not really interested in it enough to do that. Well, you see, when that thought comes to you, and then you merely say to yourself, I am a concert pianist now. I am a concert pianist now. And you say, who has ever spoken their word and instantly experienced something like being a concert pianist? Who has ever done that? Well, you'll never know, because people who do that are the concert pianists. And they do not realize that they're doing that, but they merely have chosen at some point in their life or their career to be a concert pianist, and thereby they have given it that conscious attention, that conscious illumination to demonstrate it by constant affirmations of the fact, I am a concert pianist. I love to play the piano. I love to play the piano. I am very good at it. I am wonderful at it. You see, the instant illumination that comes to us says, hey, you'd have fun playing the piano. And you say, oh, is that right? Okay. So, I love to play the piano. You start affirming that right away. And everything you do directs you to playing the piano well. It directs you to fulfilling that instant illumination that is yours. Now, the day will come when we do not have to go through this process of desire and experience. We will go to the instant process of desire and experience as one. We will not have to go through the training program of being a concert pianist. We'll not have to go through the training program of learning an art. We will, by the very point of saying it, we will acknowledge that we already are, and so it is. We will acknowledge that it is the truth about us, and so it is. When we acknowledge that it is the truth about us, there is no time. All time is now anyhow. But there is no time, there is no space, there is no waiting for it to happen. It is done. This is the gift I'd love to give to each of you. The conscious awareness that whatever you think about is now manifest in your life. Whatever you dream for yourself, dream means visualize and consider it and think about it, it is now manifest in your life and affairs. This is the art of instant illumination. The art of instant illumination is that of the claiming and the awareness that all is done now, and all is beautifully and wonderfully done now. It's about time we find out what instant illuminations mean. It means instant illumination. It means right now, in this present moment. Right now, in this perfect present moment, right now. And so it is. Claim that for you, claim that for me, claim that for your world. Enjoy it, and realize that now it is done, and now is the only time it ever will be. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.